head over to the livestock side, cattle futures, are they trying to do some recovery in the trade?
Yeah, they're not trying. They're definitely doing some recovery. I think a lot of people are beginning to wonder after today's action if that 161 area is going to provide some support here. We've had a really nice correction without a whole lot changing fundamentally, and I think we needed to. The futures and maybe even the cash market to some extent got a little ahead of themselves and needed to correct, and we've done that. But we still have a pretty tight shortage of cattle. We've got this gasoline situation where more money is going to be in the consumer's pocket because of cheaper gas, which should help the demand for pork and beef both. So I don't know. I just don't see the cattle falling apart from these levels, I guess.
Hog futures, is there some cautiousness trade with the demand that's been going on?
Yeah, I think there should be. You know, I'm talking kind of out of both sides of my mouth because on one hand, I think cheaper gas is going to be helpful for the consumer. On the other hand, I think this strong dollar is going to be some real headwind for exports, and that's been particularly true on the pork side. I just think we're going to have bigger numbers coming at us on the hogs, cheaper corn is going to keep those weights up there. So I just am not all that optimistic about upside potential on the hog market. Now, the cash index is a little bit above the futures on the December contract as it goes off the board, and the Feb's not that far off of it either. So there might be a little up draft if we have some correction back up on cattle, but I don't see it going very far on the hog side.
And unlike last year at this time, we're not hearing a lot about PEDV this time.
No, we aren't, but supposedly that's tied to severe cold weather and has been fairly moderate so far. So I guess in my mind the jury's still out on you know how that's going to shape up when you get into January and February.